farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
In today's program, Agriculture Ministry launches 9th Agro Park and later our proverb of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thank you for waking up with us.
April 1? Have mercy. That means I have little time left. I have to go today.
April 1? Why the mad rush?
I want to renew my private letterbox and it must do April 1. By the way, why don't you apply for one?
What it good for?
Well, you can get your mail anytime you want. Night, day, public holiday, after post office lock, and if you write me, only you, me, and my letterbox know.
So, it expensive?
No man, it very affordable.
Alright. Come and make sure we have a private letterbox from Jamaica Post.
Jamaica Post also offers private letterbox rentals for housing developments and business complexes. Get yours today. Call 1-888-JAMPOST for more information.
The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries has launched its 9th Agropark at the Sweet River Multispecies Abattoir in Ferris, Westmoreland. The Agropark is being set up through a public-private partnership at a cost of $292 million.
The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries is providing grant funding of $27 million to this project. This is in addition to the original investment of some $147 million by a group of private investors and $118 million raised through an IPO.
Agriculture Minister Derek Kellyo. He says the facility is being established to streamline the country's slaughtering houses and abattoirs to meet international best practices. This is in keeping with the findings of a study for the strategic implementation of an abattoir meat science system to guarantee proper food safety and traceability systems.
Emanating from that study is the recommendation to establish regional abattoirs in the 5 centralized locations. In addition, it was determined that these abattoirs could become part of the AgroPark program, and consequently, this allowed the government to enter into partnerships with the private sector to establish these abattoirs.
The facility is also the first of 5 regional abattoirs to be established in centralized locations island-wide. The Sweet River Multispecies Abattoir will target the throughput of 2.6 million kilograms of pork, as well as 315,500 kilograms of chevron and mutton. Additionally, 50 persons are to benefit from direct employment and 1,200 through indirect employment.
It is expected that this single facility will ultimately result in foreign exchange savings of some $9 million US dollars annually.
The Sweet River Abattoir is expected to purchase pigs, sheep, and goats from farmers in the county of Cornwall to include St. James, St. Elizabeth, Trelawney, Hanover, and Westmoreland.
It is also expected that the quality of choice cuts emerging from this facility will meet the standards required for the hotel and manufacturing sectors and will reduce our reliance on imported meat.
The Agriculture Minister says the government is committed to providing the legislative framework to make it mandatory for all commercial meat to pass through the certified abattoirs. And the Agriculture Minister is urging consumers and stakeholders in the food industry not to panic in the wake of reports of a shortage of pork. He is also encouraging merchants to resist the desire for imported alternatives.
I wish just to refer to the current situation as it relates to the reported shortages in the pork industry. While we appreciate that there may be a current tightness in the market, we need to resist the urge to open the floodgates of importation. This may cause us thereby to destroy our hard-earned achievements in the sector.
The portfolio minister says the Agriculture Ministry will be calling on stakeholders and industry players to a meeting in short order to assess the situation and discuss the way forward. And now for our proverb of the day.
I know everything will soak up water sponge.
And this means scrutinize carefully before making decisions. That's it for today's edition of Calling Farmers. Join us again next time. With studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Anjui James Sawyers wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.